after him to take a bath, is he's going to marry a girl that is going to keep spick and span. Exactly what happened. She can eat, you can eat off her floor. She is so clean and everything is just, you know.
Just perfect.
Perfect. He married the wonderful girl, Juanita. Anyway, and like I said, you can eat off her floor. Keeps him neat and clean, you know. Very nice. And you know, when my sister Irene died, Gloria ended up spending thousands of dollars for the funeral, you know, everything, all the expenses and all that. And he was the only brother that sent her $1,000.
Wow, nice.
The only one. But Gloria spent about $12,000 for the funeral, for all the expenses of everything she had to go through, you know. And he was the only one that contributed.
Huh.
But, yeah, he's
very nice.
Very nice. Very nice. And he, well, he and Juanita. Juanita's a wonderful girl. And like I said, you can eat off the floor. Remember, there was always after him, Rogelio, take a bath. Rogelio, change your clothes. Rogelio. And she said, you watch when he gets married. It's exactly what happened.
Was she alive when he got married?
Yeah, she was still alive.
So she lived to see it.
Yeah, she lived to see it. She lived to see it. Yeah. Mom was such, well, that's why she died so young. She was so hardworking. She was only 55 years old when Mom died. You know, I still had brothers at home. And Mother was, had a stroke. We had the house had like a service porch behind the, well, let's see, let's say that this was a house. Here was a living room. Here was a kitchen. There was a bedroom here for the boys, which was a big bedroom. And then there was a service porch, but it was enclosed. And here she had her washing machine, and she had a stroke, and she fell. Her legs ended up under the Maytag washing machine. Anyway, and my brother Jesse was home, so he hopped, no, I can't remember who was home. I guess it was Jesse. And my brother, and then from this property here, which is all our property, and this down at the end where this street was the community hall, and had tennis courts. And two of my brothers were playing tennis. So Jesse called him and told him to come home. You know, that Sunday had happened to Mom. And my dad had come home from work, and he always put his lunch pail on the steps before he came in the house. But before coming into the house, he always went to check his cows. He went to the barn to check, see about his cows, their water, their food, and I don't know it all. So my mother used to say, quiere más las vacas que a mí. Anyway, so that's what happened, you know. And so then my brother, you know, my brother, like I said, and by the time my dad came into the house, because he hollered at my dad too, mother was gone. And she died that fast, right? I had a heart attack, and she was gone, you know, but, yeah. Yeah, she was only 56.
Had she had any issues?
No. And what was interesting about it, that she had a salesman that was selling insurance policies. You know, I bet she hadn't been a week that he had sold her $1,000 insurance policy. And they had to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know why she decided to get that insurance policy when the guy was going around selling insurance. She bought out this $1,000 insurance policy. I don't know. Whether she had an instinct or what. But she was only 56 years old, but like I said, you know, raising 10 kids wasn't easy. Even though I helped her, I was the oldest. So I helped her, Irene down, Irene, Edward, Joseph, and Joe. You can see I helped raise those younger ones. In fact, when I got married, Irene took it very hard because she thought I was her mother. You know, and I was always taking care of them, helping them along with the kids. She was a hard-working lady. We had our own vegetable garden. We had our cows, so we had milk. We had cheese. We had cottage cheese. We made our own ice cream. Never chocolate. Mother didn't like chocolate because her family owned a chocolate factory.
Oh, I think I remember that. Yeah.
And growing up, she had too much chocolate, so she would buy us Ovaltine.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I remember you telling us that.
She'd buy us Ovaltine. She didn't buy us chocolate. She bought us Ovaltine. Oh, well. Linda, are you through with the kitchen?
For now.
Okay, well, we might as well go to the living room. And I'll go to the bathroom. I gotta go to the bathroom. Me and my